Philip sample PF. These urgent care today's date is 10/23/2023. Dictation is 4. Ms. Shwanda Crawford. Shwanda spells S-C-H-W-A-N-D-A. Crawford spells C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, period. Date of birth is 08/24/1976. This is a 47-year-old here with painful urination, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 or 4 weeks, but it's gotten worse in the last 2 days. Says she has frequent, correction, review system. Patient endorses frequency, urgency. Next line, she denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, she denies increased temperature. Next line, she endorses suprapubic pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, correction. Past medical history is vertigo. Next line, chronic pain. Next line, patient is a narcotic on a routine basis, codeine, morphine. Next line, allergies none. Next line, last menstrual period 9/5/2023. Next line, social history denies alcohol, tobacco, or drug use. Next line, in physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% at room air, blood pressure is 121/86, pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, active bowel sounds, she has suprapubic tenderness. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, time three, cranial nerve, through 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute urinary tract infection. Assessment number two is dysuria. Assessment number three is frequency. Assessment number four is urgency, period. Patients and I had a discussion about her diagnosis and labs. Labs CUA reveals leukocyte esterase. All other variables are normal. We talk about the importance of completing the antibiotic fully as prescribed. To come back to clinic if worse, go to nearest emergency room if we are closed, period. Patient's prescriptions are as follows. Macrobid 100 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 7 days, number 14, X medication. Diflucan 150 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for yeast infection. She was given number 1. She was educated on increased fluids to come back to the clinic if worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.